Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's just out-Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
This report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa in peril, general assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Cement manufacturers have indicated that they will not comply with the Trade and Industry Ministry's directive to reverse recent price increases. And my colleague George Yafe has been following up on this and joins me in studio with more. George, quickly, a quick background to this running issue.
So these cement manufacturers have adjusted their prices. Some may call it by some significant margin. They've given several reasons for this adjustment, and they believe that they have to do this to stay in business. It appears that this didn't go down well with the Trade Ministry, and yesterday, they issued a statement calling on these manufacturers to reverse these adjustments and asking them that, well, they have to do that because the current arrangement that guides the review of prices, they didn't go by it. It appears that that is not going down well with these manufacturers.
And what's the basis for this rejection, basically?
Well, they think that when you look at their cost of production, we've seen some significant adjustment over the past weeks, as well as the city's depreciation. And let's hear from Dr. Dawson Amua. He's the chief executive of the Chamber of Cement Manufacturers. And he's raising serious concerns about even the approach or the posturing of the trade minister on this issue.
With the directive doesn't come with any basis, because the point is that the price increases came with basis. City depreciation, cement production is hinged on importation, clinker and other allied, what you call it, equipment, spare parts, whatever. And the ministry knows it. About 75%, 80% of the raw materials, they are imported, dollar-based. And my brother, for 3 months, you're talking about, you know, a city to dollar 11 to 15, and you have an industry whereby it's only heavily dependent on importation.
So do we know their next line of action, George?
Well, their next line of action is that they are going to stick to the adjustment. They are not going to reverse it. They are arguing that they are still open for some sort of discussion with the minister. And they are open because they are saying that they are surprised by this directive, because in previous instances, there has been that window or door for them to discuss industry issues. So they are open for an engagement with the trade ministry, but they are not going to review or change their prices from what they have announced.
Thank you very much, George. With that running issue, where cement manufacturers have indicated that they will not comply with the Ministry of Trade and Industry's directive to reverse recent price increases, and we shall be bringing you more in our subsequent bulletins. Now, the Bank of Ghana is working to ensure that the credit market is accessible to all forms of individuals and businesses across the country. This is part of its resolve to contribute significantly to the recovery of the economy. Second Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Elsie Aduawaji, gave the assurance at a meeting with stakeholders on the Global Financial Infrastructure Phase 2.
It should look like a market that is accessible, a market that provides the right products and services for the right types of customers, and no one left behind by the way. There's something for everybody, and it may not be a big loan, but it may be a small loan, it may be a loan that is delivered on the back of mobile money wallets, whatever it is, there ought to be room for every economic actor. And so we want to see that kind of a credit market. And we have put in place, again, all of the ingredients that make this possible. We continue to work on our mandate of achieving price stability, and inflation is on a downward trend.
Dr. Elsie Aduawaji is the second deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana. Now, German ambassador to Ghana, His Excellency Daniel Kroll, is urging government to create an attractive business climate for international investors. Speaking in an interview with Joy Business, Ambassador Kroll believes the African Continental Free Trade Area offers a competitive ground for African countries, and Ghana shouldn't be complacent. Now, we spoke on the sidelines of the After Africa Trade and Innovation Conference here in Accra.
And I'm afraid it's partially due to the fact that Ghana has lost a little bit its competitive edge compared to other countries in the region, who today offer a more attractive business climate for investors than Ghana does today. So I think this is something, again, it's about the competition of nations, and Ghana should, you know, take up this challenge and try to regain its number one position as leading investment destination in West Africa.
Daniel Kroll is the German ambassador to Ghana. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. On today's episode of Food Chain, my colleague Emma Davis takes us to Mampong in the Eastern Region to follow the journey of veteran journalist Araba Kumsen after transitioning into a farmer about a year ago.
After 23 years of active journalism, Araba Kumsen took a gap year to venture into agriculture. According to her, farming is a way to reconnect with memories of her father, as well as a new adventure to challenge her.
When I was younger, my dad had a small farm in the central region, so on holidays, he would take us there. So I think that's where I developed the interest. I mean, personally, I like the outdoors, and so farming came naturally to me. I was at a point in my career where I thought I had reached the top and I needed more of a challenge. And a friend suggested that I take up farming because they had a parcel of land that was lying waste. And I said, well, you know what? Everybody eats, so it can't go wrong. Yeah. And so that's how I ventured into farming.
Among the many crops she cultivates, Araba is quite enthused about her 3-acre lettuce farm. According to her, including lettuce in one's meal goes a long way toward promoting healthy eating. Hence, her goal of pushing the agenda of including leafy vegetables in diets. She walks us through the process of farming lettuce on an open field.
I mean, it starts from planting. You have to make sure that you start by preparing the bed. When they are prepared, then the planting begins. We plant the seeds and then nest them. Once they are nest, then we transplant onto other beds so that they can grow individually. Because, you know, they bloom. And in the course of that, we need to make sure that we irrigate it. Once in a while, we apply some pesticides to keep away the insects because they're attracted to the plants. And if you're not careful and you don't take care of them, you realize that you end up with a lot of holes in the leaves. Yeah.
One of the major challenges in farming in Ghana is post-harvest losses. Araba sources buyers ahead of harvesting to prevent losses.
My main fears going into this was how to offload the produce, because you hear about losses because farmers are unable to really sell off their produce and then it goes bad and rotten and they lose money. And I didn't want to be in that situation. So what I did was, even before we harvest the crops, I look for market before we do that. Because we don't have storage facilities currently, what we do is that I look for markets and I make sure that by the time we are harvesting, we have the market and then nothing goes waste.
Araba says the past year as a farmer has been fulfilling and she's excited for the future.
If you're talking about my farming career, well, I just started and it's been an exciting ride. I can't wait for what's in store in the future. I do lettuce, but I also do garden eggs, okra, corn, plantain, and a bit of cassava. So all of that, but I try to focus more on the lettuce because I want people to eat healthy. But the future is bright. I am looking at collaborating with big companies who would then export some of the produce. But of course, we're taking it one day at a time, and there are some opportunities that are coming up. I'm so excited.
That's it for Food Chain.
You can catch the full conversation on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Time now for Entrepreneur U.
Hello. On the last episode, we learned how to calculate our cost per lead, which is the cost of generating the leads, which is the marketing campaign essentially, divided by the number of leads that you were able to generate. Now, the next step in our sales funnel is to convert those leads into paying customers, which is what everybody wants anyways. And that is why we need to learn how to calculate our conversion rate, which essentially calculates how efficient your sales funnel or your sales strategy is. So your conversion rate is the number of paying customers that you generated from the total number of leads after the marketing campaign. Why is this important? It's important because after all the hula baloo that we spoke about in the last episode as to don't pay attention to impressions, pay attention to leads. Now I'm coming again to say pay attention to leads, but if it has to lead to customers, you need customers in order to keep your business alive. So if your conversion rate is efficient, then you know that your marketing officer, your marketing manager, or your marketing team is doing a very good job, because once the person interacts with the product, you need to communicate the value of that product to the customer in order for them to be able to shell out money to pay for your product or your service.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Dr. Mausol Ampong with today's edition of Entrepreneur U, which comes your way every Mondays and Thursdays right on the Joy Business Report here on Joy 99.7 FM, and of course and on radio and TV and all our social media platforms. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. To some messages from Ecobank, where everyday people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770#.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.